This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are so grateful to be able to spend this afternoon with you. Thank you for making us part of your day and streaming us at radio.com. If you are out of your normal routine, make sure you download that radio.com app. You can put a little heart. You can favorite 97.1 FM Talk and stream us live there. And you can also subscribe to the Annie Fry Show podcast there. So download the radio.com app. You can tell your smart speakers to do that as well. And right now we are going to go into an Ask Me Anything, our normal Friday Ask Me Anything. Normally Gabe participates with us on this. And when we get him all hooked up here, as he would usually be in studio with us, we are going to include him back in this. But Katie, are you ready right now with the Ask Me Anything?
I am.
Can we get that fired up? All right, let's get it started.
If you have anything to ask me, just go ahead.
I want the truth!
Say it.
Thank you for your honesty.
You can't handle the truth! And the truth shall set you free!
All right, I'm going to start us off here. Katie, you go first, then Ryan, then I'll answer. On our webcam chat, you can go to facebook.com/AnnieFryShow. You can ask questions there, and I will sift through them and try to get as many of them involved in here as possible. Katie and Ryan, and then I'll go, what does the Annie Fry Show talent do generally on your time off? What's your routine? How do you wind down? So, Katie, what is the number one way that you spend your time off, and how do you wind down?
It's a lame answer, but it's the truth. My hubby and I usually go out for a drink, and we relax and discuss our days with one another. And that's pretty much the routine right when I get off of work. And if he is home early from his shift, we usually sit at the table, grab a beer, talk about our days, and kind of unwind.
And when you prepped for shelter at home or whatever you're doing, you had at the top of the list alcohol. So instead of going out and doing that, now you're staying in and staring at each other.
Correct.
And having a drink.
Correct.
Is there going to be another Friday kitchen dance session with your cat and your bottle of wine tonight?
I'm thinking about some things I might do this weekend. Since I'm still going to be quarantining, I'm thinking about some ideas and some videos I could do.
All right, and not quarantining, just social distancing.
Unless
there's something you haven't told me. Ryan, what about you? How do you wind down? How do you spend your time off?
I would say on the weekends, I will get, you know, a couple drinks in me, and then I'll get on YouTube, and I'll just dance with my cat.
Oh, man. Love to see that,
I usually post those. We got a big following now. But aside from that, you know, people say, oh, that's so cute, and you're so cute, and I love your hair and stuff. What I usually do is I go around pitching docs.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, you got to stay connected in the industry. And so when I'm not here, I'm talking with, you know, John Goodman or whoever.
Did you say John Goodwin?
Yeah, I said John Goodwin.
I think we've gotten to the source of why these docs aren't really taking off, because John Goodwin's out trying to sell advertising for the radio station.
Listen,
and you're like,
I got a great documentary idea about a salesperson here at Intercom.
I'm pretty sure John Goodwin's not listening right now, but if you know John Goodwin who works here, you just text him and tell him the Annie Fry Show is talking about him. My family is pretty much the epicenter of what I do in my time off, and certainly there is a lot more of that these days than there has been in the past, but we will generally spend some time outside. If the weather is nice, go outside and play basketball, or my middle daughter likes to play volleyball. They like to play soccer in the driveway. My son will hit baseballs, and then we'll come in. My husband makes dinner because he loves to cook and he's fantastic at it. And then we currently are going through, you know, what are we going to watch in the evening? We say if we can have everybody bathed and ready to go at 6:30, we'll watch a movie. We have rebooted the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'll just say it this way, Gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And we are don't roll your eyes at me, Ryan Wiggins. I can see you.
Oh yeah, I
see your face. I see your face. Like that wasn't an appropriate pun to satisfy your comedic palate.
I laughed.
No, you didn't. You shrugged and your eyeballs rolled around. Yeah. So we finished the first Captain America, and so last night we watched Moana, and my kids look at the darkness that takes over in Moana and they call it coronavirus. Katie, you got a question? You can go ahead next.
I do. So this is for both of you.
Somebody needs to put the heart of Tafiti back. That's all I'm saying.
True dat. Who is your role model and why?
Ryan?
Oh,
not, Ryan's not my role model. I'm just going to let you go first.
Darn.
I would really say Annie, but that's already been taken by Annie.
That would be a lie.
Yeah. Who's my role model? Man. I want Annie to go first because I want to one up her. So do you want to try this?
How can you possibly one up me in who's my role model?
Go say anybody and I'll one up you. I promise.
Ryan, just go.
I was going to say, well, probably Jesus. Regardless
Jesus?
Of what Annie
said. You want to say Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, Jesus is a fantastic role model. I would definitely say that he's not off of the table for being my role model. I need Jesus's forgiveness more than I need anything else in my life. That's for sure. I would say, you know, my role models are my parents, and you know, my mom was a working person her entire life. And when you become a mom and you're hustling kids around all the time, you begin to realize that when you're a kid, that it's actually really hard work to keep everything together, especially as a working mom. And my dad as well, he was in radio. He graduated from the communication school at SIUE, which I also graduated from, and he was in radio in St. Louis for 70, close to 30 years, maybe more, longer than that. And so I've always looked up to him. They've both been great role models for me. And then, you know, I would also say my best friend has best friends, I should say, have a special needs kid, and we were living very parallel lives. Most of the things in our lives were the same. And then when their baby was born, he needed heart surgery at 8 weeks, and he is excelling in everything he does in his own time, and watching the strength and the courage that they have had to make the most of every situation every day. When I see what they're doing, it warms my heart, and it gives me strength to know that I can do whatever I need to do in my life. So I would definitely say my best friends, and they know who they are, and they might be listening right now. So, Ryan, okay, go ahead and say Jesus now.
All right, mine is Jesus. So
can't
what are you
top
gonna
that.
Do about that?
Can't top that.
Do you have any other role models
than
Jesus?
Like professionally, there's a writer that you probably heard of if you like Saturday Night Live when you were
my.
A kid.
Gosh, are you being serious?
I'm being serious. This is serious.
Who is it?
Jack Handy. Do you know who Jack Handy is?
Yeah.
He did
Deep Thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's written a lot of other stuff
Deep
too,
Thoughts.
But that's what he's most famous for. He's an unbelievably
Deep
funny
Thoughts.
Writer. I got
Jack
him to
Handy.
Read some of my stuff once, which was like
cool.
A huge highlight.
Was he on the toilet?
He didn't tell me where he was.
Didn't matter. It's probably where the
sure. I'll read your stuff, sir.
I know.
But I'll only do it while I'm defecating. Thank you very much.
Oh gosh. Katie, who's your role model?
Well, I love both of my parents. They're both wonderful, but I gotta say, Mama Bailey. Mama Bailey is
yes.
a strong woman, and she has raised me to be a strong woman and to always have my own opinions and my own thoughts and never to be scared of the world. And so I really respect and admire and love my mom so much. And I know that...
You sound like you're reading that.
No, it's true. I really do love my mom very much.
Mama Bailey wrote it.
Yeah, she's like, you need to say this.
She sent it to Jack Andy. He read it.
I love both of my parents deeply, but my mom definitely taught me how to be a strong woman.
Katie, can we start a movement? Get Mama Bailey a Facebook profile pic?
For the love,
she's like lurking about. We see your name.
We know you're there, Mom.
Yeah,
you've got a beautiful face.
Katie says you're a strong person, so we know you're like a bodybuilder. Just put a bodybuilder pic up there.
I'm pretty sure she could kick your butt, Ryan.
She could.
Anybody could kick
she's
my
feisty.
Butt. You two could
if
do
she's Ryan, you got a question you want to ask?
Okay, hypothetical based on what's happening in the world right now. As we've talked about before,
are you talking
there's
about
been a
Tiger
lot
King?
Of random good things that have come out of this whole situation, especially the family stuff. If coronavirus itself, you could take that out of the equation. So it's not deadly. It's not, you know, we're not having a pandemic. But all the effects were the same. The economy's taken a hit, but there's been a lot of other good stuff. Would you still let it happen, or would you say cancel the whole thing? Does that make sense?
Wait, so
you take the virus out of the equation, have all the good things that have happened because of being with family and the things mm-hmm. like that. Would they outweigh the bad things that have happened?
No. I mean, honestly, my answer is no, because I think that there's a lot of deaths, a lot of people losing loved ones.
I'm saying take that out of the equation. The virus itself is no longer part of this.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to vocally say, you know, I think coronavirus was worth it. I can't really go down that road myself at all. So, but I would say that there has been silver lining for a lot of people and things that are happening right now that wouldn't have happened. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Life gives you a circumstance and then you got to figure out what to do with it. And I think I am heartened by what people are choosing to do with this. But, you know, it's a shame that family's actually pretty valuable. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good to be connected with people. I wouldn't want it to have to happen this way. That's for sure.
Agreed.
Well, put all the death back in. Now what would you say?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Next question. What song makes you immediately change the radio station? Ryan, you go first. If the song that you hear pop up on your radio station, on your playlist, that you immediately go, like, you cannot change it fast enough.
Man, normally I would say anything by REO Speedwagon, but this week, because KZK is doing all Christmas music, it's been top of mind. Apparently there's an REO Speedwagon Christmas song I've never heard. Had no idea it was them, and I went, this is the worst Christmas song I've ever heard. And it was, I looked it up using one of the apps, you know, and it said, yep, REO Speedwagon. I'm like, of course it is, because I don't like REO Speedwagon. And so that's
you just said that like an old person. I looked it up in, you know, one of those apps.
Like, what is it, Shazam? Is that the app that does that? I can't remember.
Shazam is where... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Again. No, if you open up Google on your phone too, there's on my app at least, in the bottom right corner, it says like, what's that song? And it's a Shazam on the bottom of Google.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, what's the number one way to get your song changed?
There is a song called Havana by Camila Cabello.
Havana, na, na, na.
And I want to rip my ears off every single time I hear it. Oh, it's the worst.
I don't mean to be contrarian, but I like that song.
Man, and also...
Do you know that song?
I do. I like it.
There's another song, too, that I have to mention, and it's...
Wash your hands. Yeah. Do, 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 do,
wash your hands.
That's
baby. Yeah, it's not really good practice to do the songs that make people immediately change the radio station and then actually play the song on your radio show.
That's from Frank too.
It is from Frank. Frank is taking over. Frank is gonna be the head of this show here.
It's the Frank show. We're all just
my. I have to say that there are some pop songs that make me change the station. I don't have anything against her, and I think she's extremely talented, and I think her songs are probably pretty good, but Kelly Clarkson, like, every single thing that Kelly Clarkson sings is like the ballad song. And I'm like, yeah. If you're this intense, if you're at a 10 all the time, Like, do you ever just chill out? Do you ever, you know, like, I want, like, an Ingrid Michaelson, like, little ditty on a ukulele or just a nice acoustic song. But, like, every time, I feel like Kelly Clarkson walks into the room and just belts something, even when it's, like, dinner time, mm-hmm. and it is intense.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
You just pop-cultured me for the first time ever. Ingrid Michaelson?
Who's that? She's like, maybe 10 or, 20, I don't know, 15 years old?
Yeah, she's great,
possibly.
Ryan.
Wait, yeah. she's 10 or 15 years old? Like she,
no,
she's a,
no, okay. no, Ryan, okay. no. Her music is 10,
can
15.
Can we gotcha. Young explain it to him on the break and
oh,
then he can Google
gracious,
it? Anybody got one last question they want to squeeze in here before we take a break? Anything good?
What's your favorite food?
Ryan, what's your favorite food? All of it.
Gummy bears.
That's not even a food.
You can eat
That's
it.
That's a substance. That's just a substance. That's just like a conglomeration of goo. That's not
fine.
Food. You mean if you have one thing left to eat, you want gummy bears?
I'm saying what my favorite food is right now.
Top
right
of
at
mind.
This moment, I'm thinking about, man, would gummy bears taste good right now? Yes, it would.
Mine's
How
chicken fingers.
How old are you? Chicken fingers?
Yep.
Chicken tenders. That's the fancy way to
that
say
it. That is the adult way.
Chicken fingers just sounds terrible. I don't know what my favorite food is, but it's somebody asked me a question on our Facebook page the other day. I put up a post and it said, make me choose between two things. And someone said Italian or Mexican. And of all of the things that were asked of me, that was the most difficult choice that I had to say. And I leaned a little bit towards Italian, like good. I like, you know, you can have your fast food Italian and it's good to me, but if you've ever had Kimmel's, I have to say, I'm shouting out mm-hmm. to Frank Cusimano's family, if you've had legitimate Italian food, it is just show stopping for me. So I'll just say Italian food in general, whatever they put in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, do we have phone calls when we come back? 314-241-9797.
We have a call, so they're open.
Okay. Well, how about somebody else joins that lonely person on the phone lines? 314-241-9797. We'll take your phone calls. How do you feel about the fact that the House did go ahead and pass that stimulus bill? It is going to go to the president's desk. We assume that he's going to sign it. He has spoken highly of it. Are you happy about this? Are you excited to be getting something back to help tide you over until we get back to normal? We'll discuss it with you in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm profoundly grateful that both parties came together to provide relief for American workers and families in this hour of need.
That was President Trump talking there about how he has helped lead the joining of these two parties that were so far away from each other. I'm surprised they could even see one another to make a deal. But the Senate passed it unanimously. The House has passed it as well. And from what we understand, there is going to be a 3 p.m. signing of this bill. So President Trump to be acting on this basically immediately. I can't imagine you pass something in the House and the president signing at 3 p.m. You can't really do it much faster than that. Earlier today in the show, we spoke with Senator Blunt on this issue, and I want to make sure you have the opportunity to listen to it. So you can stream us live at facebook.com/Annie Fry Show and watch what's there. Comment along. Ryan, Katie, and I are all on this chat as well. Let's listen in to Senator Blunt as he reacts to this $2.2 trillion stimulus bill. Senator, it's a pleasure to have you on the Annie Fry Show with us today. Thank you so much for the time.
How are you today?
We're doing okay. Thank you so much for the time today. It's a pleasure to speak with you. We hear that the House of Representatives just passed it without the drama that was kind of expected, a little bit of drama leading up to it. Are you proud of this bill, the stimulus relief package for the American people in the midst of this pandemic?
You know, the biggest spending bill in the history of the country, no. I'm not proud of the bill, though. I don't know that we had many choices to try to do something here. Certainly the president felt like, and the Secretary of the Treasury felt like, that not only did we have to do something, we had to do something pretty substantial to, one, get some money to struggling families that need it, two, to try to keep people on the payrolls of small business rather than shift people needlessly from payroll to unemployment roll, three, to try to look at the critical industries that needed some loans that have to be paid back, and then four, to continue the health care fight. And that's most of what the bill did. Certainly there were things that the White House had to accept in the bill from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that I would have never wanted to be for, but had to have the House that would pass the bill and a few senators that would vote for it on the Democratic side. And this is the bill we wound up with. It's not anywhere close to perfect, but hopefully it'll do the four major things that both the administration and members of Congress thought needed to be done here.
Senator Blunt joining us right now. Let me ask you about the president's leadership on this issue. Was the president a key figure in making it so that there could be an agreement, and a unanimous agreement, I might add, with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate?
Well, you know, that's a pretty interesting thing, too, because the vote was 96-0, and occasionally the Senate passes something unanimously, but almost never do we pass something unanimously that people actually stepped up and voted for. Our unanimous votes are usually things that are so non-controversial that we just all agree that this can be passed without having to have everybody vote. So here was a place where 96 people stepped up. Many of them, like me, voted for the Ben Sasse amendment that would have corrected the unemployment payment issue that I think is a critical problem with the bill, but something Democrats insisted on. And even though we would have liked to replace that, and I'm sure a number of other things, every senator did vote for the bill. And one of the reasons every senator on our side voted for the bill is that the president was encouraging us to get that bill on his desk. He, through Secretary Mnuchin, was the principal Republican negotiator. You know, the good news is we had a Republican Senate package to start with. The bad news is that the president and Secretary Mnuchin had to accept some of what the Democrats insisted on to get them to agree to pass the bill. Could have been a lot worse. Certainly the bill that we put forward initially was quite a bit better, but it's around the edges. Once you get beyond the $1.8 or so trillion dollars of spending that everybody agreed had to happen, then some things got added on that you wouldn't have wanted in the bill, but they kept some things off, like the Green New Deal that the Democrats were insisting on, and taking over the federal government, taking over state and local elections that they were absolutely insistent on. And the president was able to keep those things off the bill.
Senator Roy Blunt joining us now after we have heard that the House has successfully passed the $2 trillion stimulus package that started in the Senate. I had a caller or a commenter yesterday on our Facebook Live say, he's a utility worker. He still goes to work because he was, you know, considered essential. They did have to lay some people off. The people who are laid off right now are going to make more money than he is going to make while he goes to work and is at a higher risk to actually get this virus. What do you say to those businesses that are having to make a decision about this? Also, the workers who are going to have to continue to show up and do their job to keep the country moving while some of the other people who they're used to working alongside with, who maybe have been told that you're part of the group that's going to have to stay home, are actually going to make more money at home and be safer at home?
Well, certainly, Annie, our goal was to keep people off the unemployment rolls. I think the $600 of additional money per month if you're on unemployment for that first 8 or 12 weeks was something that it's unfortunate that the president and the secretary of the treasury decided they had to accept that. But it's a short-term problem. It's something I absolutely don't agree with. The real key to this bill for small business was we're going to loan you some money, and if you'll keep your employees on your payroll for 8 weeks under the right circumstances, which were pretty easily met, you won't have to pay that money back. Our goal was to try to keep people on payrolls and off unemployment rolls. Certainly that goal is not assisted when the unemployment roll becomes more lucrative than the payroll they otherwise would have been on. But that won't last very long. What will last is all of those small businesses that keep people on their payroll so that the day the economy can once again put the pedal to the metal and get started, that those small businesses are still in place and ready to go and doing everything they're able to do in this economy, but not losing the place that they had in the strongest economy of our lifetime, which was where we were in February. Obviously, the president's great desire and all our great desires should be to get back to as much of that strong economy as quickly as we can. And I think the small business lending part of that helps. I think the money that most Missouri families will get, if you made $75,000 or less than that, you're going to be individuals will get $1,200, couples $2,400, $500 for their children. That check should go out to people sometime between now and, say, the 10th of April, if the Secretary of Treasury is able to meet his own deadline on this. And we're just trying to keep this economy going at a time when we're in a moment where none of us have ever seen anything like this before. You know, in 2008 and 2009, the economy slowed down dramatically, but didn't come anywhere close to stopping like it has in the last 10 days. In 2001, after 9/11, the American people basically said, we're not going to let the terrorists tell us what we can do. And if anything, probably got more aggressive in their spending and their going out and doing things. So this is a moment that nobody has seen before that's alive today. And trying to figure out quickly what to do about that means you're going to have some things happen that you didn't like, but you don't want to lose sight of the greater effort being made to keep people on payrolls, to keep businesses still functioning, and to help families who have extraordinary expenses that they wouldn't normally have.
We're speaking with Senator Roy Blunt now. I want to ask you a quick question. I've only got about 45 seconds left here. How soon do you expect American people to have access to this money in their checking account?
You know, I think the whole idea would be that it'll go into your checking account. If you filed a tax return that had a checking account location in case you had a refund, that's where this money will go. Otherwise, you'll get the money, but it'll be a little slower. The goal of the Secretary of the Treasury is to get this in people's checking accounts to the maximum extent possible by, say, the end of the first week or so in April. That's a pretty impressive deadline, but this is set up to meet an impressive delivery of this money to the families and individuals in our country. Almost every Missourian will get a check or get a deposit in their account, and hopefully it helps them get through this and even encourages them to get out and do something in the economy when the economy starts back up again.
Well, Senator Roy Blunt, a pleasure to speak with you today. Stay safe, be well, and we look forward to following up with you again as we understand that there might be a little bit more to come down the road for us. Senator Blunt, thank you so much today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Annie. Great to be with you. There are a lot of legitimate concerns here and a lot of questions to be asked, and I'm trying to help you find the answers.
All right, we are going to take a quick break right now. That was Senator Roy Blunt joining our show. Great to have him on here. And I'm interested in your phone calls. What do you think? We're going into the weekend here. If you've been keeping track at home, we are going into the weekend. It is Friday afternoon. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Your phone calls when we come back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, how are y'all feeling? Katie, are you still feeling good? You still managing?
Mm-hmm.
Today's you got allergies?
Yeah, I do have allergies, unfortunately. Bad timing.
Makes you question everything.
It does.
Ryan, how are you? Are you still feeling good?
Yeah, I haven't stopped feeling good, both in terms of physical and emotional. I'm doing fine.
I didn't ask about the emotional state.
Let's talk about our emotions.
All right, Ryan, how are you feeling emotionally? Where are you at right now?
Thank you for asking. I feel just like I said before, I'm doing fine, and I'm not going to delve into it because apparently we don't want to go there.
How are you feeling, Annie?
I'm fine. I feel just fine. I would like to go outside and soak in some of the sunshine. Is it still warm outside?
I think it is still warm.
It's like an ice box in my basement right now. Because we like just said, no, we're not running the furnace or anything. And I don't want to run any space heaters because that all would pick up on the microphone here. My kids and my family know that they can only use the restroom during breaks. Otherwise, you will hear the toilet flush in the basement here. So we're trying to keep everything on the down low as we do these home broadcasts. But they are seems like they're going just fine. I want to take a quick phone call here. Let's start with Sandy. We can go with Sandy first. Thanks for calling the show, Sandy.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay, so I realized that today the stimulus package has passed, and I was searching online, and I understand the criteria is based on your 2019 tax return, and if not, so if you've not filed it, then your 2018. I'm a perfect example that I lost my job in early 2019. I had a full-time job, and I was had a part-time job as a bartender server, and now I've lost that. Why on earth would we not put the people that are on unemployment at the top of the list versus what I made 2 years ago, which is substantially different than my situation today? And how can someone like me, put in an appeal because my situation is drastically different than it was 2 years ago?
Sandy, thank you for your phone call. I appreciate that. And it's a question that I know a lot of people are having. If you filed, if you were in a better situation in 2019 and you went ahead and got your taxes filed for this year, and it would have been more beneficial had they gone back to your 2018 taxes, that's another question too. If it, you know, these are the types of things, the questions that are arising in a lot of Americans' minds right now about how this is going to affect them. And I think that what you're going to need to do is you're going to get into contact with your local legislator, your local representative that's in Congress right now. If you have questions about it, they should be prepared to take those questions from you. And the truth is that the president's supposed to be signing this in like 13 minutes. I don't know that everybody has answers to all of these questions. I don't, and I don't want to lead you astray here with the wrong answer, but it is going to go by your 2019 tax returns. Unless you haven't filed them yet, then it will go back to your 2018 returns. And certainly people who are going to be comparing those two different ones could be in very different situations based on the difference in those years. So thank you for the call, Sandy. I do appreciate it. Tony Colombo's in studio right now. Are we ready to do a little Annie, are you okay?
I'm ready if you are ready.
Tony, step
and
to
now
your right.
It's time to play. Is Annie okay with
Tony,
this?
Scoot over to your right, just a hair.
My right.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
Hi, there you are. Hello,
hi.
I can see you.
All right.
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. You can mostly just see Tony's body because his microphone's right in front of his face, but it's better
nice.
Than nothing. Yeah, just yell really loud.
How's
put the
that?
Microphone over there.
Got
to see your pretty face. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
How are you doing? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
Doing fine.
Yeah.
Just muddling through.
Emotionally?
Oh, Ryan's here too.
Ryan.
Yeah, hi.
Great.
This is genuine. I appreciate this genuine response.
This is the first day we've been able to broadcast the whole day with Ryan, so it was a good day.
It's good. Annie, are you okay? Have you heard this story from Scott Boras, super agent of many athletes in Major League Baseball and elsewhere? He says that when things get started back up, we should play an entire baseball season, and it should take as long as it takes, and that would basically put the World Series in December over Christmas. He thinks that we should be playing the World Series during Christmas. He says it should be at a neutral, warm location, which would be different than they do the World Series now. It's usually, you know.
See, if Scott Boras is saying this, that's only because, and this is just a gross generalization of Scott Boras, but that means that there is money in it for Scott Boras, which means there's probably incentives to be earned by the people he represents, and the more baseball that he gets to play, the more money he gets to make. So if that's why he wants to do it, then no. Although I have heard the idea of expanding rosters and doing doubleheaders, and I think that sounds exciting. It would be cool to have, you know, like when they expand the rosters in September, which I think that they just kind of changed that to not be what we're used to. If they were to expand the roster so we could have doubleheaders and have the, I think that would be kind of fun and exciting to watch. You get to see more people play. My favorite thing, ask my husband, my favorite thing is when you run out of pitchers and you got to figure out what to do, and you get position players who pitched in high school who have to come in, and you've got the left fielder has to come in and catch. You know, that one game that we played last year, I remember we lost, but Yadi caught like 20 innings of baseball, and it went till 3 a.m. I watched the whole thing, and then we lost. It was not. It was awful, and it was awesome at the same time.
I remember Skip
but,
Schumacher.
But I would be much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, humping in 93-mile-an-hour fastballs.
And you know that, like, If you got somebody who can throw fast, or if you got someone who
can make
something move, you get some of those guys who can get a pitch in there that's going to move on people, and it's going like 60 miles an hour, and then they can't do anything with that either. So I don't really want it to go that long, because I'm going to want to watch college football in the fall and in into the Christmas season, and college football is going to need to have its own time for sure. I don't care about the NFL, but not that long, but I am for the doubleheader thing.
But not Christmas, not a Christmas World Series.
No, I don't want to. No.
No.
No, I don't need that.
Baseball's in the best position of all the sports because they can just cut their season, shorten it a certain amount, you know, play 140 games, play 120 games, and it's still a good season.
When was the projected
start
date?
Wouldn't you be
June 1st?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I've been trying really hard to make that play and finally got it.
McDonald's is eliminating all-day breakfast during the coronavirus pandemic.
No!
McDonald's has said
I've had enough! That's terrible!
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, they need to, quote, simplify operations, so they are removing
well, then make it all
day breakfast. I think I know the answer to this. Are you okay with them removing the all-day breakfast option at McDonald's?
Annie was fine with the pandemic in general until just now.
this has gone too far. I cannot stand by this kind of behavior.
Apparently, all-day breakfast has its own Twitter account. Like, not McDonald's. All-day breakfast has its own Twitter account.
It's amazing.
And it tweeted out, "I'll be back."
Oh, that's amazing.
Can we just say, like, maybe breakfast needs to last longer than, like, 10 or 10:30? Maybe I want an 11. Maybe by the time I got out of the house, it's 11 a.m. and I still want to have breakfast.
You're in brunch territory.
I'm not eating Egg McMuffins at 6:30 p.m., but maybe it up until noon. That would be great.
I
have no reason to think this, but for some reason, I feel like Katie is guilty of this next one. I don't know why.
I'll co-sign that.
I'm just throwing shade for no reason whatsoever.
Typical.
I don't know why this kind of reminds me of the "I'm only going to go on a date because I want a free meal" thing.
I never did
that
it.
That she's so famous for. Making plans with no intention of actually keeping them is more common than you think. According to a new survey, more than 1 in 4 people admit that they make plans regularly with no intention of actually keeping them.
That sounds more like me than Katie.
I guess, afraid to say no, or they get caught up in the moment of making plans. But yeah, 1 in 4 people admit that they make plans with no intention of actually keeping them. Are you okay with that behavior?
Katie, are you guilty of that?
No, I always follow through, Tony Colombo. I always follow through on my plans. That's because I love
people. My
plans
to get a free meal.
And I need a free meal. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. But I have a lot of friends.
David, I'm hungry. I need to go out on a date and get some supper.
I'm downloading Tinder. I need some supper. Just kidding, David. But I have a lot of friends that do that on a constant basis, and you've got to call those people out, Annie. You've got to call those people.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey.
I like it.
I think you bail on more plans with me than I've bailed on you.
That's true. Annie always keeps her plans with me, and that's what's the most important.
I just don't make that many plans with people.
Can you tell if she's making plans that you know she doesn't intend to keep?
I don't know. She's never ditched me before.
Oh, I thought you were saying that she always did that.
No, I was kidding.
I'm an introvert, and I like to be with.
A lot of mixed messages going around here.
Yeah.
I like to stay inside, but if I will say yes to things and do things that Katie will understand this, that make me uncomfortable, that she knows that it's not like what I want to do, but it's what I should do, and then I have gotten to the point in my life and in my career where doing those things. Once I get there and once it starts happening, it's never as bad as the buildup makes you believe that it's actually going to be. But I'm not inherently like a plan maker and canceller. I just don't ever make plans.
All right, I'm going to rapid fire.
Are you a ditcher, Tony?
No.
Are you a ditcher?
No.
Tony doesn't
don't
make plans
either.
I just don't make plans, period. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
I'm there with you.
That's it. This is going to be rapid fire. I'm going to give you 5 quick things, and you tell me if you're okay with it or not. A new survey asked people what bathroom habits their significant other has that drives them crazy. And here are the top 5 results of the bathroom habits that their significant other has that drives them crazy. Are you okay with, 1, leaving hair in the drain or sink?
No.
No.
I'm not okay with it. I don't do it, but I've got 2 daughters now, so it's happening more and more.
Are you okay
our house.
With leaving the toilet unflushed?
No.
No.
Are you okay?
Who does that?
Are you okay with leaving the door open while you're going to the bathroom?
Absolutely not. No.
In my house, if you're peeing, it's probably permissible.
Yeah. I know
but
what you mean, Annie.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
I have privacy.
In practicality,
are you okay with leaving fake tanner or makeup stains in the sink?
You betcha.
I'm not okay with it. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Last one. Are you okay with going to the bathroom while you're in the shower?
No, absolutely not.
Peeing is okay. Wait, no, you mean like you're peeing in the shower or somebody in the bathroom using the bathroom while you're in the shower?
No, the first one.
Oh, peeing in the shower, that's not too bad.
All right.
What?
Now we
please
got
cut
it.
That off, Frank.
We can't
clip that
we cannot
off for
do
tomorrow.
This. We can't make this happen. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Stick around with us, and we will be back Monday. Thank you so much for being with us. Radio.com. Stick around. The Dave Glover Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.